Support for NHPR's Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Prescott Farm Environmental Education Center, exploring and preserving the natural world one adventure at a time. Open year-round with expert-led community connection programs, adventure packs for independent exploring on the property, and a natural playscape. Learn more at prescottfarm.org.
Sometimes called a marsh hawk, the northern harrier is currently one of the rarest birds of prey nesting in the Granite State. Unlike many of our more common hawks, harriers shun the forest, opting instead to hunt in wide open spaces like fields, brushy areas, even in marshes. And get this, they build their nests on the ground. Peculiar preferences indeed, and ones that have made it a challenge for them to survive here. I'm Chris Martin, and this is Something Wild. Flying under the radar is the modus operandi for harriers, both literally and figuratively. They hunt by skimming the landscape, gliding low over the ground, zipping just above North Country hayfields during the summer, and slipping in and out of coastal salt marshes in the winter. Figuratively speaking, northern harriers have largely stayed out of sight and out of mind of wildlife managers, even though their populations all across New England have been on the decline for decades, to the point where they're now considered endangered in New Hampshire.
Well, that's where I come in, Chris.
With me today is Katrina Fenton. Last summer, Katrina was a lead volunteer in a new raptor monitoring project in Coos County that focused solely on harriers. So, Katrina, why is the harrier population struggling here in New Hampshire, and what can be done about it?
As you mentioned, these guys like wide open spaces. They like pastureland and marshes. When it comes down to it, our harriers are declining because they're losing their preferred habitats.
Usually, when we talk about habitat loss for an endangered species, we think of swamps getting filled in, or forests being cut down. But in the case of northern harriers, it's kind of the opposite.
That's true. 200 years ago, when New England settlers were first clearing land for farms, New Hampshire went from a landscape dominated by dense forests to one full of pastoral hills and meadows where livestock grazed.
Sounds like harrier heaven.
But we all know how this story ends, don't we?
Yeah. Starting about a century ago, many of these farms were being abandoned. Neglected fields began to re-sprout trees, and forests started to reclaim much of the landscape. And with the state's human population growth, open lands soon turned into lawns and pavement, completely unsuitable for harriers.
Remember, harriers build their nests on the ground, so their eggs can be easy targets for raccoons and cats, opportunists that thrive in subdivided land where people live.
So how can we help them?
First and foremost, we need more information. And that's exactly why New Hampshire Fish and Game launched this Northern Harrier monitoring effort last summer.
To keep these birds a part of New Hampshire's wildlife legacy, we first have to better understand where they're trying to nest and what factors determine their success or failure.
In just a few more months, harriers will be leaving their wintering grounds and coastal salt marshes and returning to the North Country,
where you'll be waiting for them.
We'll be looking for active harrier territories,
documenting courtship,
and food exchanges,
figuring out where the nests are,
in such cool places as Cream Poke Road in Stewartstown,
Chickwalnopy Stream in Milan,
Pontic Reservoir in Dummer,
and the Pondicherry Wildlife Refuge in Jefferson.
Basically, we need to focus similar time and attention to these cool birds the way we have with more well-known raptors, like bald eagles and peregrine falcons, and hopefully with similar positive results.
Katrina, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck this spring.
It's been a pleasure.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Our producer is Emily Quirk. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.